Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick look at using Discord from a blindness perspective. This will not be a complete tutorial, and it really shouldn't be considered as such, but it might help some people that may have some problems with using Discord to do basic things. Now, before we start, I should say I am not strictly a Discord fan. I use it now, but I was not a fan in 2019 because it was horrible. It was an absolute dumpster fire to use, and that's why I refused to use it for a long time. But I'm using it now. It has gotten better. It's accessible, but it is not what I would call efficient. And I think the main reason is because it is coded in Electron. I'm sorry about that. So that is, for those of you that don't know or are not as technical, Electron, there we go, and I was able to say it just fine that time. What the hell? Stupid stutter. Anyway, it's basically a web-based framework for creating programs. I think it's actually based on Chromium, which is the underlying browser code for Google Chrome and Brave and browsers like that. So it's, to my knowledge, it's basically a way to write applications in a way that makes them cross-platform. They are not efficient, both from just a general perspective and from an accessibility perspective if you're blind. So generally, they are bloated because you're basically running like a complete Chrome browser inside of your program. So it uses a bunch of RAM and processing power and things like that, which isn't necessarily a problem on modern computers, but it could be. The other thing is, in terms of accessibility, it can introduce some confusion because by default, these applications are treated like web pages, which means that your cursor to do things like jump by links, headings, will work. Which is a bit confusing because you can either use that method to navigate or you can turn off that cursor and use it like a traditional program, which is what I prefer to do. So I'm going to do that, but I'll show you how to use it the other way as well. Now I'm using Windows 11 and the most current version of Discord. And before I actually start, let me actually do something real quick. I'm going to pause the recording. All right, so let's get started. Now, I've already made my account, and I'm signed in. That process is pretty easy. You may have to solve a CAPTCHA, which I think the last I checked, it requires using HCAPTCHA, which is a bit involved. I'm not going to cover that, but if someone needs specific help, you can feel free to get in contact with me. Now, I'm going to run Discord here. So by default, it puts an icon on your desktop. So I'm going to go to the desktop with Windows D.
Folder view list, Discord.
And click on it.
Discord document, blank.
Now, depending on how fast your computer is, I think mine is already done because I have an Intel Core i9 12900K, so it's a pretty good processor. Depending on how fast your computer is, it might take a bit to start, because what happens is it checks for updates every single time you start the program. I don't think that's efficient either. I'm not sure why they do that. I guess just to make sure that you're always running the current version. But it should be loaded now, so if I press Insert T to check the title bar.
Friends, Discord.
I'm on the main page here. So I'm going to start at the top. So if I hit Control Home.
Button close.
That is a browse mode command in NVDA to jump to the top of the page. So first we have the close button, and as you would expect, so you can down arrow.
Button maximize, button minimize, tree view, button find or start a conversation, link friends, link Nitro, link shop, heading level 2 direct messages, heading level 2 button collapsed, create DM.
So I'm just pressing down arrow.
Link Aubrey the Hunter, direct message.
And that's the current DM I have with a user. So you can navigate that way. You can, you can use all the general commands that you've come to expect. So if I press H.
Friends, heading level 1.
Not sure why it reads it like that, but I can jump by headings.
Online, 8 property page online, 8 heading, active now, heading level 2. It's quiet for now. Heading level 2, no next heading.
If I down arrow from here.
When a friend starts an activity, like playing a game or hanging out on voice, we'll show it here.
Of course, you can also use all the other commands. So if I go to the right arrow.
H-E-N space A space F-R-I-E-N-D.
You can read character by character if you hold down the control key.
Starts an activity and starts.
If you add shift.
Starts selected.
You can do things like that. All the general commands that you would expect to have in browse mode when you're browsing a website. So if I press F.
No next form field.
Let's go back with shift F.
Online, 8 property page more button, message button, more button, message button, more button, message button.
Of course you could hit B to jump by button.
More button, no next link. Friends help button link.
You can jump by links with K and shift K.
Private channels, Fatboo, direct message, link.
And those are just random people that I have in my Discord, most of which came from YouTube. So yes, if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me on Discord. I know I haven't been the most willing to do that, but I've mastered it and it works reasonably well. So as you can tell, this works, but it's definitely not what I would call efficient. Now, I'm going to hit insert and the space bar.
Direct messages list.
This turns off browse mode and makes my keyboard commands pass to the program itself. This is how I prefer to work with it. Now, I think I'm on the DM list, so if I down arrow.
Dragonoid, direct message, link. Fatboo, direct message, link.
If I go up.
Gauze 9201, direct message, link.
So I am currently looking at my list of chats with people. If you press the applications key or shift F10, if you don't have one.
Mark as read unavailable, profile, call.
You can down arrow and you have all these options. This is the context menu for a particular user or conversation.
Add note, add friend nickname, close DM, apps submenu, invite to server submenu.
I'm not sure what apps does. Invite to server, if I go to the right arrow here.
Fire Gaming.
It will bring you into a list of your servers that you are a part of.
Chris's server.
You could press enter on the one that you want and that user would receive an invite. And yes, I do have a Discord server. It's not very active, but if you would like to join, get in contact with me on Discord, and I will invite you because I have it configured right now so that I'm the only one that can invite people because it cuts down on abuse and things like that. So let me go back to the, let me press escape.
Direct messages list, Gauze 9.
And that takes me back to my list of DMs. If I press home.
Friends link.
This takes me to the top, of course, pressing end.
Friends document, direct messages list, nuclear, direct message.
And that takes me to the bottom.
Friends document.
Now, I find this much more efficient because it makes me think that I'm actually using a program and not a website. Now, you may find that to be the opposite case. Use the method that you find works the best in your particular case. So if I go to the top here, let's click on, well, actually, let me do this first. So if I go down here,
Nitro link.
That's a link for Nitro. I think if you click on that, you get information about Discord Nitro, which is their premium thing.
Shop link. Aubrey the Hunter, direct message, link.
So let's say I want to look at chat messages for this user. If I press enter here.
Message at Aubrey the Hunter Reddit has autocomplete multi-line.
I'm put in the message box, so I could type a message and hit enter, and it would be sent to that user. If I up arrow.
Messages in list. Christopher Wright, I'm okay. You? I'm getting ready to record a short tutorial discussing basic Discord usage for YouTube. Edited today at 2 p.m. Today at 2 p.m. message.
So that's the last message I sent. And, you know, you can move through your messages if I keep going up here.
Aubrey the Hunter. Aubrey the Hunter.
Right. It'll just read the messages to me. So this works. The only complaint I have is when you're typing a message, when you're done and you press enter, you have to shift tab to the list to read the messages, because if you go back up arrow, it will act like you're trying to modify the message, which is a little confusing, and it will put the text back into the box in case you wanted to modify it. So that's how you do that. Now that I'm in this window with this user, I could shift tab.
Christopher Wright button, Aubrey the Hunter button, Christopher Aubrey, Chris Aubrey.
Okay, actually that is not the most efficient way, because each message has its own buttons and controls. Let me actually show you a quicker way to jump around. If I hit F6.
Tree view, direct messages.
This puts me into so it's called a tree view. I guess this is like the sidebar. I'm not sure what the screen looks like visually, but this is a list of things. So right now, I'm on DMs. If I down arrow,
Fire Gaming.
These are my Discord servers. This is the one for City of Division.
Chris's server.
If I down arrow, that's Chris's server.
Add a server.
If I down arrow again, I can add. If I press enter here.
Create your server. Your server is where you and your friends hang out. Make yours and start talking. Close dialogue. Create my own button. Create your server. Start from a template.
Okay, so it put me back into browse mode. You may find it advantageous to switch to browse mode if you want to read text or get to things that the regular keyboard cursor can't.
Button create my own. Button close. Button create my own.
You can create your own server.
Start for button gaming. Button school club. Button study group. Button friends. Button artists and creators.
Pressing down arrow here. You could also tab.
Local community button. Join a server button.
If you hit join a server.
Invite link star edit required HTTPS.
This is the box to type an invite link, and this is probably the easiest way to do it. Hang on a second.
Audacity.
Sorry for the interruption there. Let me get back to where I was here.
At Aubrey the Hunter document. Join a server. Enter an invite below to join an existing server. Close dialog. Close button. Back button. Close invite link star edit required HTTPS.
So as I said, this is where you would paste the link to join a server. And that's the best way to do it, I find. So you would paste that in there and press enter, and it should join you to the server.
HTTPS button. HTTPS. HTTPS. /discord.gg.
And I think it has a history.
Don't have an invite.
What these links are here.
Join server button. Don't have an invite. Heading level 2. Check out discoverable communities in server discovery. Join server button. Back button.
So I'm going to hit back here.
Create my own button.
You could create your own. If you choose create your own, it walks you through giving it a name. Discord servers are extremely customizable. You can create your own channels within them. They can either be text or voice channels. There is an extensive permissions system. That is stuff that I will not cover in this tutorial. I may if there's enough interest, but it gets pretty involved, and I don't understand all the concepts myself, but suffice it to say, if you are managing or creating a Discord server, it is very customizable, and you can make it behave exactly the way that you want it to. Now, I should say, I don't know why they call them servers. They are technically not, well, they're technically not Discord servers in the sense that it's a server program that runs on a computer. It's more like a glorified group chat. In fact, it is a highly advanced group chat. So, yeah, I'm not sure why they use that term. I don't quite like that. But, yeah, so I'm going to hit escape here.
Join the server button at Aubrey 300 document.
And let's see where I'm at. Let me hit NVDA and tab.
At Aubrey 300 document focus read only.
Let me tab.
Message at Aubrey 300 Reddit has auto.
Okay, so I'm back in the chat window with this user. I'll hit F6.
Add a server.
If I hit F6 again.
Section, direct messages list, Aubrey the Hunter.
This takes me to my DM list. This will toggle you between the sidebar and where you currently are. So if I down arrow.
Blind goofball, direct message, link.
That's the guy that makes wave of the undead. I had to message him yesterday because I needed to get the new link for Wave of the Undead because it just changed, but that's been done. So, if I press F6 again.
Grouping, messages in list, Aubrey the Hunter.
Yeah, so think of F6 toggles between the major portions of the program. First, you have the list of servers and or your DMs. Then you have the list of items in the current view that you're in. And then if you press F6 again, it takes you to the list of messages in the current channel or your DM. So like if I wanted to go to a server.
Add a server.
Let's go back up here. So I pressed F6. It put me back on add because that's where I was. I'm going to go up arrow.
Chris's server, Fire Gaming.
Let's go here.
Message number main chat edit has auto complete multi-line.
Now I can go up arrow.
Messages in main chat list. Christopher Wright replying to Logamer 1030. I did that, and it still doesn't work. This is my Surface Laptop 7 with the Snapdragon processor. I deleted the program files completely and downloaded a fresh copy of the installer. Today at 7:18 a.m. message.
So you can read the messages.
Hodge 666 replying to Dylan Mac. Dylan Mac hopped into the server. Logamer 1030 replying to Christopher Wright. Try to reinstall the whole game.
Of course, you can press the applications key on messages.
Colon thumbs up. Colon eyes. Colon thumbs up. Plus one. Thumb up. Thumbs up.
I can go down arrow.
Colon eyes. Colon laughing. Colon 100.
I think these are emoji reactions that you can do. Probably not very useful if you can't see, but if you want to use them, you can.
Add reaction submenu.
You can go in here.
Colon thumbs up. Colon eyes. Colon laughing. Colon 100. Colon watermelon. Colon fork. Colon watermelon. Colon fork and knife. Colon yum.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to go back to the left arrow.
Add react reply. Create thread. Copy text. App submenu. Mark unread. Copy message link. Speak message. Report message.
You can speak the messages. This does have support for text-to-speech. I have that off right now. I guess I could customize it.
Colon thumbs up. Plus one. Thumb up. Thumbs
All right,
up.
Let me
messages
press
in main chat list.
Escape. So if I press F6 again.
Fire Gaming.
And again.
Channels list. Main chat. Text channel. Link.
Okay, now that I've set my focus to this Discord server specifically, I can now view all the things inside it. So if I down arrow.
Announcements. Text channel. Link. Rules. Text channel. Link. Voice channels. Category. Button expended.
If you press enter on these channels, it will take you to them.
General. Voice channel. Zero users button.
If I press enter here.
General. Voice channel. One user.
I've just joined the voice channel. And, I can tab around here.
Open chat button.
So a voice channel has a text chat channel. That's very confusing. So you can have text channels, and then you can have voice channels.
Create invite button. Set a channel status button.
I don't mess with a whole lot of these, but you can tab around here.
Christopher Wright button.
The thing to note here, and I wish the F6 key would take you to this. I think I'm going to leave that particular feedback. If you tab here, it will show you a list of all the users in the current channel. Now, I'm the only one here.
Voice connected button.
Voice connected.
General / Fire Gaming link.
It tells me the channel.
Noise suppression powered by Chris button.
If you click on this,
noise suppression checkbox not checked.
I have that turned off.
Test button.
You could test your audio. I'm not going to do that because I have the mixer going through. I'm going to press escape.
Noise suppression disconnect button. Camera unavailable button collapsed.
You can disconnect, which I'll do in just a second. This is the button for your camera, which I don't have it on this desktop.
Share your screen button.
You can share your screen.
Start inactivity button.
I think activities, I don't mess with that. I think you can like say, oh, I'm playing this game or I'm doing something.
Open soundboard button collapsed.
There's a soundboard. You can play different sounds.
Set status button. Mute switch off. Deafen switch off.
Mute, of course, will mute your microphone. Deafen will mute the output so you can't hear anything from the other users.
User settings button.
User settings. This takes you to the preferences.
Open channel topic button. Threads button collapsed.
Threads. I'm not sure what threads are. I think you can add them and people can like comment on them. I don't mess with that feature.
Notification settings button collapsed. Pin messages button collapsed. Show member list button. Search combo box expanded multi-line editable opens list blank. Inbox button collapsed. Help link. Help button.
The inbox shows you all the stuff that you've missed. I think it shows you your different alerts. You can get to it with Control I. Let me actually disconnect from this channel.
Messages in main chat list. Fire Gaming.
Let me hit F6 here to get back to the category list of all my servers. Now I'll tab to quickly get there.
Fire Game channels, open chat, create and set up, crisp, voice connect, general, noise suppression, disconnect button.
Right, so right now I'm in this voice channel. If people were to join this channel, they would hear my computer sound because I have it going through. So you can tab to all these controls or you can use hotkeys. Control-Shift-M, mute your microphone. And if I tab...
Camera unavailable, share your start and open, set status, mutes, deaf, user, open channel, threads button.
Wait, let me go back here. Shift-tab.
Open sound, start and share your camera, disconnect, noise, general, slash, voice, connect, channels, list. Christopher Wright, muted button. Set a channel, set, Christopher Wright, muted button.
So it will actually tell you the status of a user. So right now it says I'm muted. Of course, you could press the applications key if you're highlighted on a user.
Profile.
You could look at the profile.
Mention. Mute checked. Deafen not checked. Edit server profile. App submenu. Profile. Mention.
Now, I think you have a server profile, which is different from your main profile. I think so, like, if you wanted to change your name on a server by server basis, you could do that.
Channels list. Christopher Wright, muted button.
But yeah, so I can hit Control Shift M to mute, Control Shift D to deafen.
Voice channels list. Christopher Wright, muted button. Christopher Wright, muted, deafen button focused.
There we go. So now it says I have both. I'll turn that off and turn off mute. And you know, so you can do things like that. I don't know if there's a quick way to end a call. Can I hit Control Enter?
SLANA 97 dialog. Edit profile button. Collapse. Button collapsed. Edit profile.
Okay, that just put me. That just took me to my profile. Let me hit
channels
escape.
List. Christopher Wright button. Voice connected button. Channels list. Christopher Wright button.
Yeah. So if you press Enter on a user, if you're tabbing through here, it will take you to their profile.
Voice connected button.
It doesn't appear to do anything.
General slash noise disconnect button.
If you can tab over to disconnect.
Number main chat fire gaming doc.
And I've left that channel, as you can tell by the sounds. Let's see. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, because like I said, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. If you hit control slash.
Keybinds dialog, left button, keybinds dialog, button left.
This brings you to the keybinds area. You can make your own keyboard commands. I don't do that, so I'm not sure how to do that.
Button down.
It does put me back in browse mode, but in this case, this is what you want because you can read the information. You can either down arrow or you can jump by heading. So if I press H.
Messages heading level 2. These shortcuts work when focused on a message. Edit message, E.
Right, so you can press E to edit a message.
Delete message. Backspace. Pin message. P. Add reaction. Plus. Plus.
Oh, you can hit the plus symbol to add a reaction. Yeah, you can, if I go down by heading.
Navigation heading level 2. Navigate between servers. Control Alt.
Now, this is, I don't know if this is a bug or something I'm not understanding. So it says Control Alt.
CTRLALT.
Control Alt.
Control Alt. Navigate between channels. Alt. Alt.
Alt and, oh, I think it might be Alt or Control Alt and the arrows.
Navigate forward and backward in page history. Alt. Alt.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's reading it like that.
Voice and video heading level 2.
Voice and video.
Toggle mute. Control shift.
Now, it's not going to read it right, but if you read by character.
CTRLSHIFTM.
Control shift M will mute. I've already talked about that.
Toggle deafen.
Deafen is control shift D.
Control shift.
DTFTD.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're in capitals. I think they could do a better job of labeling these.
Answer incoming call. Control enter.
Control and enter will answer a call. So when you get a call, you may find it hard to find the button to accept it.
Decline incoming call. Escape.
Escape will decline a call.
Start call in private message or group. Control. Tick.
L.
Tick.
Oh, so control apostrophe. So like if I went to a private DM group and I wanted to call that person, I could hit control apostrophe instead of going into the menu.
Toggle soundboard. Control shift.
B, T.
Oh, control shift B toggles the soundboard.
Heading level 2 chat. Mark server read. Shift task. Mark channel is read. Escape. Miscellaneous heading. Get help. Control shift.
H, T.
Control shift H to get help.
Search. C, T, R, L, F. No next heading.
So you get the idea. Let me hit escape.
Right button. Number main chat. Fire gaming.
And we'll get out of that. Now, of course, those controls rely on you not having browse mode on, which is even more reason to just use the regular keyboard commands and not use browse mode. So I think if I hit Alt, let's try Alt down arrow.
Message number main chat edit is auto complete. Number rules fire gaming document. Number rules fire. Message number main chat edit is auto complete multi line.
Yeah, so Alt. Alt up and down arrow will move between channels of the current server.
Number main chat fire gaming document. Number announcements fire gaming Discord.
And I'm having to read the title bar. It's not doing a very good job of telling me what I'm changing to.
Number rules fire gaming.
So basically it does that. If you add control and alt, let's try control alt up.
Message at Aubrey, the hunter Reddit has auto complete multi line.
This took me back to my DMs.
Not in a table cell. Not in a table cell.
Wait, why is it doing that?
Not in a table cell. Send a gift button.
Okay, that's conflicting with NVDA. Yeah, so I don't find these commands very helpful. What you may find helpful is control and the numbers. So control number one.
At Aubrey, the hunter document.
Takes you to your last DM. This is your last private chat with a user. You can make private group DMs, which basically behave the same way as a Discord server, except they are private chats. Although I guess you could make a private Discord server just as well, so I don't really see the need for a group DM. But so control 1 takes you back to your last DM. Control 2 through 0
number rules fire gaming
takes you to your last 9 Discord servers. So this is Fire Gaming for City of Division. Control 3.
Message number text edit as autocomplete multi-line. Number text Chris's server, Discord.
And if I check the title bar, I'm on my server. And that's the only one I have. So I'm only part of 2 servers because primarily I use Discord to chat with individuals. But, you know, again, if I press F6.
Fire Gaming, channels list, text channel, link, chat, voice channel, 0 users button.
This is my server. Like I said, it is extremely bare bones. But it's there, so if you want to use it, you can. A few more things before I wrap up. Control U will show or hide the list of users. So if I press Control U, it doesn't tell me anything. Actually, that might be some good information to leave in feedback, is when you hit these keys, it should tell you that you've hidden or shown these things. But now if I press F6.
Grouping, messages and text, section, members list, SLAN 97, online Christopher Wright server owner.
That's me, and that's my Discord username, SLANNON97.
Radio 729, online.
That's someone else.
Green eye.
You get the idea. It tells you if they're online, if they're offline. You can bring up the context menu.
User volume slider 100. Mute not checked. Mute soundboard not checked. Disable video not checked. Change nickname. App submenu. Invite to server submenu.
You can change volume levels for each user. I think that might apply members globally to your account. I'm not sure though. So you get the idea. Let's go back to the main category list.
Fire gaming.
And I'm going to go up to friends.
Direct messages. Fire gaming.
Let's go up to direct messages. I'll press enter here and then F6.
Section. Direct messages list. Friends link.
And press enter on friends. This is your list of friends. If you tab here.
Direct messages create DM heading. Set status button. Mute switch off. Deafen switch off. User settings button.
You always have the mute and deafen toggles regardless of where you are in the window. And so you can turn those on and off globally.
Friends tab control. Online tab selected.
Now this is what I want to show you. So there's a tab bar here. If I go to the left arrow. If I go right.
All tab.
Online, all.
Pending tab.
Pending.
Blocked tab.
Blocked.
Add friend tab.
And add friend. Pressing enter on these will sort the window by that category. So if you wanted to add someone, you would go over here to add. Press enter.
You can add friends with their Discord username. Edit, you can add friends with their Discord username. Blank.
I could type in the name of the user that I wanted to add. It would send a request, and then that person would have to accept.
Help link. Inbox button. Help. You can add explore discover friends document. Friends. You explore discoverable servers button.
If you tab here, you can look at a list of servers. I don't care about that.
Direct messages. Find or start direct. Direct.
Tab back over here.
Friends tab control. Add friend tab selected. Block tab. Pending tab.
If you had requests, you could click on pending. It would tell you how many were pending.
Pending tab selected.
If you tab.
New group DM button collapsed. Inbox button collapsed. Help link. Direct messages.
And I don't have anything, so if I tab, it doesn't tell me, but
friends document.
I could turn on a browse mode.
There are no link button help. There are no pending friend requests. Here, heading level. There are no pending friend requests. Here's Wumpus for now. Heading level 2 active now.
And then, of course, you can look at that stuff. Let's show you a couple more things here. Control I.
Inbox dialog, 0 button. Inbox dialog, button 0. Tab control, unread tab selected.
Shows your inbox. Here's a tab bar. If I go right arrow.
Mentions tab. Unreads tab select. For you tab. Unreads tab select. 0 button. Tab for you. Tab control.
Let me turn off browse mode.
Tab select. Tab min. Heading level 1. You're all caught up. Pro tip. Open the inbox by pressing control plus I. And mark your top message as read with control plus shift plus E.
Okay, that's useful.
Blank, blank, blank.
So yeah, I think the inbox is mainly useful if you have a lot of notifications and you want to quickly triage them. You can do that.
Help link.
Let's press escape, which helpfully turned off browse mode.
Direct messages. Find or start a.
Let's see. The last thing I'll show you real quick are the preferences. So I'll hit control comma to get there quickly. You could tab over to the user settings button and click on that.
User settings tab control. Search user settings combo box expanded has autocomplete editable search blank.
Now, here's a box to search.
My account tab selected.
And if you tab, you have the list of tabs. Now,
search user settings combo.
It used to work a bit better. I think I'm going to submit some feedback because when you run the tab bar, you could down arrow.
My account tab selected.
Through the different categories.
Blank, blank.
But now the keyboard focus is being taken to this box to search.
My account tab selected. Search
so users. The best way, counter intuitively to me, at least right now, is to turn on browse mode and press F to jump by form control.
User settings button. My account app selected. Profiles tab. Privacy and safety tab. Family center tab. Authorized apps tab. Devices tab.
So these are the different categories that you can modify.
Connections tab. Clips tab. Friend requests tab. Billing settings button.
So if I click on friend requests,
friend
for
requests
example,
tab selected. Button billing settings. Friend requests heading level 2.
And jump down by heading.
Heading level 3. WHO can send you a friend request. Checkbox checked everyone. Checkbox checked friends of friends. Checkbox checked server members.
So I'm just downloading, or down arrowing, not downloading.
Button close, blank, blank.
Those are some preferences for friend requests. Let me go back by
search form user settings. Friend requests tab select. Search use friend requests. Billing settings button. Nitro tab. Server boost tab. Subscriptions tab. Gift inventory tab. Billing tab. App settings button. Appearance tab. Accessibility tab. Voice and video tab.
You might want to go into voice and video to change some options, turn off some of the features that put noise cancellation and things like that on your microphone.
Chat tab, notifications tab, keybinds tab.
Keybinds, we've already checked that out.
Language tab, Windows settings tab.
This is something I recommend going into, Windows settings.
Windows so settings tab selected. This,
and now I'll just press tab. And it, oh wait, let me turn off browse mode and tab.
Tab streamer mode, advanced tab. Windows settings tab selected.
It's not moving like I think it should. Let's use browse mode and jump by heading.
Windows settings heading level 2.
Now I'll tab.
Open Discord checkbox checked. Heading level 3 system startup behavior. Heading level 2 Windows setting. Head checkbox checked. Open Discord. Save yourself a few clicks and let Discord greet you on computer startup.
You may want to turn this on so that Discord loads when you turn on your computer. If you do not want that, you can turn this off so that you control when the program runs.
Checkbox checked. Start minimized. Discord starts in the background and remains out of your way.
I do recommend
new notification from Discord. Aubrey. User settings tab.
And I got an alert from Discord.
Windows set.
And it jumped me back over to the tab bar.
Windows setting. Heading left. Open Discord. Start minimized. Checkbox checked.
Start minimized. You might want this on so that the window doesn't pop up. It remains in the system tray.
Discord starts in the background and remains out of your way. Heading level 3 close button. Checkbox checked minimized to tray. Hitting X will make Discord sit back and relax in your system tray when you close the app.
So X, I think it's referring to what it looks like visually. But if you click on that close button that we have at the top of the window, it will minimize it to the tray.
Button close, blank.
Then you can close the settings like this.
Tree view, graphic, direct messages, friends, Discord.
And here we are back in the main window. Last thing I'll show you, if you hit Alt F4, it closes the program entirely. But if you want it to run in the background, but not have the window in your window list, you can hit Alt Shift and F4. Now if I press Alt Tab.
Audacity. Audacity.
The only thing I have in here is Audacity, which let's check the status bar with NVDA Shift and page down.
Recording. Disk space remaining for recording, 657 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah,
actual rate, 44,000.
Yeah, I've got plenty of time to record. So if I go to the system tray now with Windows B.
Show hidden icons button.
And I should really turn that off so that it just shows the icons, which you can do that in Windows. Hit the space bar.
Discord button.
There's the button for Discord. If you click on that.
Friends, Discord.
It brings you back into the Discord window.
Aubrey the Hunter, direct messages, Fire Gaming.
And the nice thing is if you don't restart NVDA or Discord, it remembers that browse mode was off. So you can come back in and use your keyboard commands. Now if I press Alt and F4.
NVIDIA settings, NVIDIA GeForce Game Ready driver update is available button.
And I need to update my graphics card driver. Yeah, I have a new GPU. So now Discord is closed. If I left arrow.
No virtual machines running button.
Or right arrow.
Silencio 2, NVIDIA button.
There's no icon now for Discord.
Audacity.
So that's just a quick look at how you use Discord, how you navigate through the interface. Calling is basically the same, except you choose the option to call. And if the other person accepts your call, or you're part of a server and you join a channel, and the other person joins that channel, you hear what they're doing and things like that. But yeah, so hopefully this helps. Like I said, I didn't want to get too involved because there is a lot of things that you can do with this program. So I give them credit for making it accessible, but I still maintain that it's just because of the nature of Electron apps, I don't think it will ever be truly efficient, truly as efficient as using a program that is written natively for the operating system. But it works with some patience, and you know, just like using Steam, it took me a while to process that. And, you know, it just shows that with time, things can get better, but sometimes you have to get over the whole thing in human nature where you try something and then you get a bad impression and then you just don't want to deal with it. So, yeah, so hopefully that works, hopefully this will work in terms of helping people comprehend how to use Discord, at least to a basic level. If you have any questions, comments, of course, you can leave them. If you want to talk to me on Discord directly, my Discord username is SLANNON97. And I will also be putting a link in the description to the Discord accessibility form. So if you have some suggestions that you want to leave them, you can do that. They do seem to be pretty responsive to improvements, so that's a good thing. But yeah, so until next time, you guys take care. And let me make sure where I'm at here.
Audacity.
Okay. Yep, so until next time, you guys take care. Bye.